finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. As we always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
Stay you.
Stay you.
Like, who made this drum pad and thought, you know what? I'm going to throw a few inspirational quotes in this.
Stay you.
Just in case you need the pick me up. And also a sound of a screaming man.
You got the groove.
I need these things together in one single instrument, yeah. Please.
Welcome.
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 To eat each other's sandwiches.
You're just hungry.
No, that's not what it's called.
That's not... In this podcast, I eat his sandwich. He makes me. That's actually a good idea.
Come on.
We should make sandwiches and then eat them. And then
like as opposed to not.
No. I want to hear the actual like that would be so obnoxious. Just
I want to hear. And
this bite was pretty good.
Bite commentary. Bit by bit. Bite by bite.
Bite by bite.
This is finish each other's
bite sandwiches.
I'm Grace.
Joe is over here. On this microphone.
They have no sense of space and time
right
now.
Oh, man, there's a spider on the wall. I see him crawling around. We're in the dungeon here. When we record our podcast, it's in this closed-off cement room
with
in the basement.
With the demons and insects.
With the little... He needs an insect home. We should have bought one at the Botanical Gardens.
Oh, that's right. So...
they have an insect home. So the other day I was driving, and this is a very random thought, but I came up with a radio station. Mm-hmm. It's called 106.8 The Cog.
The Cog.
Thanks for tuning in to The Cog.
With a morning show starring Morning and Cuckoo.
The Cog.
when you're driving by yourself in the car, put on The Cog.
Straight from Chicago.
Chicago.
It's based in Chicago. The Cog.
The Cog.
It's a terrible.
And everyone's
name.
Like, nobody says that.
Nobody calls the
Nobody calls
the cog.
It that.
We're straight at it represents
also
Chicago.
That we did research that 106.8 is an open airwave. We don't nobody has
no.
currently purchased that.
No, well no, because it goes by every other number. Yeah. So there's seven and
there
there's nine.
Seven, yeah.
But I don't know why I made it. I had a whole number set up in my head. It was 106.8.
106.8, the cog.
But naturally. The reason there's a morning show with Morning and Cuckoo is because that's the nicknames of Grace's grandparents.
Mm-hmm, right. And
what is it? Which one's Morning? Which one's Cuckoo?
Morning is my grandmother.
Right.
Cuckoo is my grandfather.
Why?
I was just going to ask, do you want to know why?
I want to know why.
So my grandmother used to, my grandparents raised me. And so my grandmother would come in the morning and wake me up. And she would go, Morning, Gracie. So I would always see her and call her Morning. And
I'm surprised you didn't call her Gracie.
Yeah. Morning, Gracie. My name is Gracie. She's Morning, Gracie.
I'm Gracie. That's Morning, Gracie.
Morning, Gracie.
That's like Mario, Mario, Luigi, Mario.
Yeah. By night, I'm Grace. She's Morning, Gracie in the day. Morning, Gracie.
I'm Night Gracie.
This is Night Gracie. Shifts for me as a child. I was like the Olsen twins, but just one person. They had to trade me out. And then Cuckoo is my grandfather, and that's because... Real random story. I was on a train from Florida to Virginia, and of course, naturally, I wasn't sleeping. So he dressed up with a bathrobe, and he put like a towel on his head, and he sang the song from the 40s, which goes, Cuckoo LaRue of the All Night Review. And I was laughing, and eventually I calmed down. But so then I called him Cuckoo.
Just from one instance of one song.
Well, I committed to it.
I need repetition for a nickname. You can't just go once and
I
do something.
I had a nickname for you. I'm not even going to tell you.
Fine, it was Laser. And
everyone has nicknames, I feel, for a lot of their loved ones.
So on 106.8 The Cog, they have the morning show with Morning Cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also... Instead, like normal radio stations go down to like a
bars
local pizza place
stuff.
Or bars, but they're like no one likes The Cog, so they're like
they
come
just,
on down
yeah.
to Come and Go where you can check out The Cog and the mention cog. This commercial to get a free slaw shot. They're like, What, like coleslaw?
It's like that's right. Come on down to the Come and Go. Mention this commercial and get your free slaw shots. It's like Echo. It's like
slaw shot.
It's like the middle of January. It's like the middle of July. Everyone's like, "Oh God, that's terrible. Get your hot slaw." And then, so like, girls are like, you know.
Next week we'll be at the Loaf and Jug.
Oh God, those are local. Those are local gas stations in Colorado.
That's like Western.
No, I was just going to say Colorado and Western, but there weren't any until I came in this side of the country.
I think there was one like in Oklahoma and stuff. Like I'm not, like, I think it's yeah. Western. I think it's like Western United States.
Western.
Loaf and come.
Oh no.
Jug and go.
Jug and go, loaf and come. Ew. Loaf and come.
Ugh.
Please don't put those words together ever.
Never.
Again.
Ever. Ever. Oh, stay you. So we've been going around doing things.
We have. Colorado has lots of fun things to do.
Out and about.
At and about.
Current events.
The things we do presently in our lives
things
to
that
entertain
are going
ourselves.
On in our current lives.
So right now this is what we're doing, but we're going to tell you about things that we have also done somewhat recently. In the area.
What we're currently doing is a podcast.
What we're currently doing is I'm saying these words and you're hearing me. And let's get real philosophical.
So this is intended to be a comedy podcast. So therefore, we obviously like comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been trying to see as much local comedy as possible. We've been going to some shows and like just following people.
To their homes.
Following them to their cars. You've been following people
to
their cars again?
Yeah.
And we've been enjoying comedy around here. So we went to...
it's a good local scene here. Really yes. Good local comedy scene. Very supportive and very fun. Always lots going on.
It is. It's really good. It's really down to earth. Everyone's just kind of like, let's hang out and like make jokes, which is, I think, the point of comedy in the first place. We went to an event called Cartoons and Comedy. I think it's run by Sexpot, right?
Yeah, Sexpot's part of it.
Yeah,
and we'll put a link here to it because we just kind of found out about it. But mm-hmm. really cool people. Earlier this summer, we had gone to a pretty major festival here called High Plains Comedy Festival,
yes.
And Pete Holmes was there, Nick Thune, T.J. Miller, like all these really like you know big names now. Like now they've been
Kumal,
Nanjiani, yeah. So and we met all of them. We got to talk to all of them.
It was
and,
like, yeah, they were all like really
3-day music or comedy festival, yeah, basically.
Really small, like local bars and stuff like that. So it was really cool to just, you'd see them and they'd walk right off stage and just be at the bar getting a beer.
Yeah, and we just hung out with them.
And I think, I mean, if you see any comedy show at a small place, you do get that opportunity, but it was cool to see so many different like awesome comedians like all in one place, all like doing different, you know, shows all over the Broadway area downtown.
And they all like supported each other too. Like they all, you know, knew what the other one was doing. And Pete Holmes has a lot of these comedians on his podcast. And
yeah.
So it's a lot like that here. We go and to these, most of these shows are free. The event we went to tonight was free.
Adam Caitlin Holland had his podcast as well.
That's what I was going to say at my kitchen or my kitchen table.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
My dining room table.
My dining room table. That's right. Sorry.
Get it right. I can't believe you messed that up. It's not even written on the board.
And that's how good I am. I'm as good at this as I am the map game. With that, I don't need no pictures. I don't need illustrations.
But High Plains was awesome. So definitely check that out next year.
Mm-hmm.
And Sexpot Comedy is really cool. If you know, or anywhere around this area, that's all like local stuff, all comedy stuff. And they do big shows every few months and stuff like that. Anyway, that's like our main like source of comedy around here. So if you're in the area and you're interested in laughing,
if you
besides
do,
just at us, obviously.
Besides by yourself in your house, you lonely piece of shit. Why don't you go out and talk to some people? The reason I said the High Plains Festival when we were talking about the cartoons and comedy was just to kind of expound and say how everyone supported each other and how some of the bigger names that were at that festival were also at this small like get together at this bar that was free, where we basically just watched cartoons from the 80s and 90s, and these comedians like riffed on it.
Right.
And, you know, then they did a few stand-ups and stuff, and we were all having cereal, and like it was Saturday morning cartoons.
At the Deer Pile. Deer Pile's awesome.
Deer Pile's really cool, but it's just a nice community. I've never been a part of a comedy scene really before.
Yeah.
Besides in my own life every day.
Well, back in New York, it was, there was a lot, but in the same vein as the music, it was like almost too much. Like there was so much going on in New York that it was like,
well, like not Long Island.
No, but I mean, Long Island still had some comedians, but
yeah,
cause with, no, I mean, Long Island actually has a huge comedy thing because they have the, what the hell's the name of it? Like the, there's some pretty big venues on Long Island that actually have like a lot of big comedians, but it's like really big and like super small. There's like no in between. Whereas I feel like here is there's that in between where there's the mm-hmm. up and coming
yeah.
and you can hang out with them and talk with them. Mm-hmm. And next week you'll see them on Leno or yeah. whatever, like Tonight Show.
Tonight Show
like
or
that,
something, yeah.
Which is cool because I like that middle ground. Because if it's a nobody, I mean, I'm a nobody, so we can hang out with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the huge names and it's like, well, I'm probably not going to get a chance
to
talk to
them. We can only
have
a short conversation with you. Yeah.
So. I think that that's cool that they have that here. But again, every place is different. I'm sure if I really tried to break in to any scene anywhere, you just got to give it time. But I do really like the Denver comedy scene so far.
So, yep, we've been out doing a bunch of different things.
Things.
And recently we went to Colorado Springs, which is about 2 hours south of here. And we went to the Garden of the Gods.
We got home in like 45 minutes, so.
Yeah, well, that's because you let me drive finally.
That
is absolutely true. He did. He let me drive.
But I think it's like supposed to be like an hour and a half. It's an hour and a half when my family came to visit.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, so we went to Garden of the Gods, which is a really cool landmark with all these red rocks and monolithic rocks.
Yeah.
And
very touristy spot. I feel like anybody that has ever been to Colorado or has been like planned to go to Colorado, Garden of the Gods and mm-hmm. Pikes Peak is on everyone's list.
Yeah.
And it's for a reason because it's
they're
fucking
amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was a little bit more trafficy. And actually, we went on a pretty cold day, but just before it snowed and everything.
Yeah, we went to Garden of the Gods, which was fairly... I mean, foot traffic and stuff like that. Not crazy busy.
Mm-hmm.
We looked for a note that my cousin left.
Yeah.
You know, months after she left it because we couldn't find it the first time. Why would we find it months later? But we tried.
We did. I stuck my hand in between the bench.
So
slithered my hand in there real tight.
But I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. And like we saw like all these signs like no climbing. And then we look and we see, they're climbing.
Freaking James Franco over here like climbing up the scale in the rocks and shit. Get down. And so then we saw these blue jays. Which were also scaling the rocks because, you know, they're animals. That's what they do.
No, the birds were already at the top. They didn't need to climb.
I know, but that's what... I was using it as... Anyway, so the birds were at the top of the rock. And
a rock.
And these people were struggling to get to the top. And we made a joke riffing off of how there's that meme with the black woman. She's like this if you're an independent black woman that don't need no man. So then we said, you know, because this is a reasonable route to take with your life. We imagine the blue jay saying, like this if you're an independent blue jay that don't need no rock climbing equipment. Are you guys glad that I told that really specific and elaborate joke?
Mind you, it's very quiet at these places. Like, it's just everyone's just like, ooh.
Oh, look at these rocks.
And we're laughing with our giant laughs like in the background because we're looking at rock climbers and birds and like internet jokes to ourselves.
People were like, we went to an...
we didn't have an audience.
Nope.
Never
nobody was looking at me.
What did I say? Oh, Mr. Mouse.
Yeah.
Drats.
No, this happens a lot. Even the other day we were in a restaurant and I was just laughing my normal bat laugh.
Yeah.
And everyone kept turning around like, my word, what is that racket?
Yeah, their monocles will pop off.
Like they cracked. They were like...
I do say. So we did. And then we went to Pike's Peak, which was closed at the moment
you
we drove up to it.
You can't close a mountain.
Well, you can close driving up to it.
Yes.
So it was like 3 o'clock on the, like, I think it's 3:01 or something like that. And they were like, oh, it just closed. Like, but you could go up. Like, you'll be the last one to go up. You just have to go straight up and straight down. I was like, no problem.
And that was a really good tip for a mountain because I don't know how else to get the fuck up and down a mountain. So
they just didn't want you to stop at the top. So we're like, oh, sure, no problem. So we start heading up. And we're like a quarter of the way up to, just when I realized
just be honest.
We're out of gas. We're like, it bings like we're out of gas. And I'm like, well, I say, let's do it. And so, like,
no, I asked him, I'm like, hun, are we okay on gas? And he's like, we're fine. Don't worry about it. I'm like, we don't have gas.
It did bing. But I mean, it bings when you are low on gas. Now,
but it was most definitely on E.
But it wasn't. But it was also before we got to the top. So therefore, by the time we got to the top, we had then exhausted all of our gas.
Yeah.
So we fly up to the top because there's like no one else on the road because we were the last ones. So I was able to get all the way to the top. We got out, looked around, took some pictures. Almost. It was gorgeous, of course, because Pikes Peak is different than the most of the mountains in the Rockies because it's like solo. It's like in the middle.
It's a little bit further south of the Front Range, so it's by itself.
It's by itself, and so when you're at the top, you look around to just see like just like such an amazing view.
It's a 14er, so it is 14,000, I believe, 130 feet.
I don't know what the exact.
No, I'm pretty sure, and it's the 31st highest mountain in Colorado.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's the 31st, yeah.
So we get to the top, and I'm like, all right, cool. I, like, turned the car off for a few minutes. We walked around. It's freezing cold.
Freezing cold.
But it was awesome. And
beautiful.
We get back in the car, and I'm like, okay, well, start it up. Start heading down, and now we are out of gas. This is like, I mean, I'm running on fumes at this point, but I'm like, but we're going downhill. So I put it in neutral.
Yeah.
And I just let it roll down.
Don't let your dad
mountain.
Listen to this podcast. We flew down and he's like, are you okay?
I'm like, I can make it down in half an hour. They were like, it's going to take an hour. I'm like, yeah. I can make it in
and
half
she
an
said,
hour.
the woman who gave us the advice was the woman at the booth was like, don't use your brakes. And we're like, yeah, don't use your brakes going down a mountain. Like, you know what? She's like, go for it, man.
She was basically like, use your brakes as little as possible. I'm like, you have to ride your brakes. It's just the way it is.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Going down a mountain. But we flew down the mountain. In neutral, and
he just went around the corners, and he's like, are you okay with me driving like this? And I was like, okay,
well, we have no choice,
let's just do it.
And then we get to the bottom and find out that the nearest gas station's like 7 miles
away. we were trying to look it up. We're in the middle of the mountains, there's no service, and then we were still at an elevation where we were going down to go to the next town, so we just kept going down the mountain.
Yep.
And into the
I
next
kept
town.
It in neutral, and we went through the town in
oh
neutral
my God.
And got to the gas station, and it was fun. We made it. Yeah, okay.
Never
we
again.
We lived and it was fun. And we made it into town. We went to.
We saw a beautiful sunset too. It looked like Monet, but anyway.
We went to the caves too, which was cool. Went
Cave of the Winds.
And like, we're like, there was parts where like, I'm a big guy. Like, I'm almost 6 foot, like over 200 pounds. And I had to like crawl through these crevices and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool. I mean, it was.
They have a lot of the. Well, we went to one other cave in Glenwood Springs, I think we talked about. We may or not have talked about, but, and then they had one here and we didn't see any bats, but, it's still really neat that you can be on a mountain and then just go somewhere and then be in a cave, which is, it's otherworldly and it's obviously really cool.
Yeah.
I hadn't even been in a cave until I came to Colorado.
Had you been
to a cave before?
No.
Isn't that so cool?
No.
I know.
It's terrible.
Okay.
I'll never do it again.
No.
It was really cool. I felt like Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And
without the bats. Batman minus the bats. I felt like a man.
I feel like he doesn't always have the bats. He only uses the bats in the video game.
Yeah, there are actually no bats in Batman. He has batarangs, but there are no animal because there aren't. Never
he
mind.
Sometimes no, they use bats, but not that much. When we were in town of Colorado Springs, we went to Phantom Ranch Brewery.
Phantom Ranch.
Which. We go to breweries all the time because that's the only thing to do in Colorado.
Oh my gosh. But they're good. They're amazing.
There's just 1,000 of them. So like, it's like, I guess we could have went to a fucking Chili's or something, but we were like, nah, let's go to this. It sounded cool. And the food was really, but we got there and the server was over enthusiastic. He was just like, hey guys, he was like, you know, in Office Space, there's like the over enthusiastic
guy
with all the stuff. He's like, hey, what can we get you?
With the flair.
A bunch of fries.
Yeah.
I got all this flair. He basically was like,
he had flair in his personality, in his soul, not his vest.
Yeah. He did. And he was just like,
this clam chowder is bombing. I was like, okay.
he's like, I don't know why it's so good. It just is. And like, he, you know what? He was a fucking great promoter. I got that clam chowder and it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty good.
He like sold me on beers and food and we just got anything he said was good and it was. He was right.
He had us eating out of his hands.
I was like, this man should be a car salesman.
Yeah.
Because I would have 5 cars.
He'd be driving off with a Bentley. Yeah. We did. He was like, clam chowder? Why am I not already eating this? Like, please bring it to me.
It was really good. And I was so really surprised because I'm like, I'm in fucking middle land Colorado. Mm-hmm. Why is this delicious clam chowder?
No, it was good. And you know, I just thought about it. When you said we go to a lot of breweries, we probably go to a brewery like once a week almost. If you really think about it, we really almost every 2 weeks. That's still way more often than I've ever gone to breweries before I lived here.
I'd say like every 2 weeks is more reasonable.
We do.
It's pretty crazy.
But they're not far reaching because Athens,
there's a brewery. You could throw a fucking stone and hit a brewery around this place.
But it's really good and it's not too obnoxious. So
not at all.
Yeah. So then speaking of things that start with the letter B, we went to the botanical gardens.
What a transition.
Thank you. We went to the botanical gardens today in Denver.
Denver Botanical Gardens. Mm-hmm. That's the technical
name. When you put those
name.
Words together, that is the location we were at.
I said I went to the botanical gardens in Denver. It was called the Denver Botanical Gardens.
Don't get too excited, guys.
I know. This is going to be an intense, crazy story. It starts with flowers. Flowers growing.
Flowers that are actually, in fact, dead because it is winter.
It's pretty much winter now.
So there's this art exhibition for Chihuly. So this artist, and he put in a bunch of glassworks amongst the flowers. And it's been going on since summer. But we had just gotten to it because it was actually sold out often. It was very popular. So we went to it tonight. And it was really cool because most of the plants were starting to die because we had already had a few snows. But we were walking around.
Snow way.
And Joe was like we're walking in the quiet. And there's
you have
like
to look
art.
At pictures of it to really get the feel of it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely
we should
like
put up pictures.
Yeah. It's like an art exhibit. It's really cool. Blown glass and stuff. But it's when you're walking through it, it's like just that stuff is lit up. And I'm just like walking through. It's like, and you'll see in a world of pure imagination. Take a look. And I would take like a piece of the glass, break it off, like drink it like it's a buttercup. Everybody's like, no, no, stop that.
Please
don't
stop
be breaking the glass.
Tapping our cane on each side. It was like, come with me. Oh, yeah. It's like breaking. And
it's
you'll
all
see
blown glass.
You're like jumping in. You're jumping in the river holding the balls, but they're just cracking like. It's not a float. It's not a float. Please don't do that. That took years
and
to create.
You'll truly.
Austin comes up, puts his hands above his head. He's like, I'm here to kick some botanical ass, and that's the bottom line.
Every time glass breaks, all you know, Stone Cold somehow comes out of somewhere and just starts giving people stunners. Anytime.
WWF in your botanical gardens.
Yeah, you're like in your house, and you like go to, in your house, WWF in your house. Yeah. You're drinking a drink, and it slips out of your hand. Glass breaks on the floor, and then Stone Cold comes in, throws up a pelt and stuns you. And it's like, oh, man, add insult to injury.
But that's what he does. You're like, that's really cool that he knew where I was at all times. And he was ready for that.
But we were walking around and everything's lit up. And it's like good flowers and the stuff. And I'm like, I feel like we're in an indie rom-com like right now. Like, I feel like I should grab your hand, start running down the pathway.
Terrace.
And like Arcade Fire is playing in the background. Like, and it just starts montaging how we're on like this great date.
And I'm like, oh, he likes me for my offbeat personality and lovable faults. and he's the guy that I've been waiting to care for me and recognize my uniqueness.
And
then
I'm
we have
silly yet charming.
And the Shins and Joanna Newsom and the Decemberists are
all
on the album. Hand-drawn block letters. That's basically it.
Basically.
Yeah. Brought to you by Etsy.
Also, while in the botanical gardens, we imagined it like a nightclub.
This was in Athens, Georgia.
So like we're like that matters. Like it matters.
You're
which
right.
Botanical
right when I
in.
Said it, I know. Sorry.
So we're like imagine it like a nightclub, and it's like the lights are out, and it's like it's a strobe light, but it's like
it's like the heat lamp that like keeps the plants like warm. So it's like humming because it's such,
really
like,
really bright, but it's a strobe, so it just turns on
really
bright for a second, and then turns off. Oh god, it's horrible.
This is horrible. And then like water's like spraying everywhere, and there's like. It's like boom, 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 boom. It's like, all right, ladies, let me know if you want some photosynthesis. And then the light's like,
who wants chlorophyll shots? Shots, 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 shots.
And then like the flowers are whispering to each other. She's like, ooh, he looked real good. She's like, yeah, girl, I heard he does Miracle Grow. Like, oh, that's right.
And then like taking bottles of water and pouring it all over the plants and being like, oh, bitches, get water. H2SO.
Hydration. It's like, that is all like biologically accurate. Like, that is how the world works and plants grow. Those are things that they need to live.
Chlorophyll shots. I could totally see that being like a themed club like in the city.
Yeah.
That's something that Stefan would make up on SNL.
I know. he's like, there's this little place that I know.
You all dress up in like green attire.
Like Poison Ivy or something. Like, Poison Ivy. But then, well, they have, I saw even when we were
looking
up.
Second Batman reference tonight.
Oh, we should, no. No, I was going to go off, but I won't.
Rachel.
So I was thinking, when I was speaking of these bars, like I saw something like that in Breckenridge, the oxygen bars where you can go and get the oxygen. My girlfriend did
That's
it. My girlfriend. I don't really call my friends who are girls that, you guys. I don't fucking say that.
I don't know
that.
Why I just said that.
But I said it because I'm letting you know I'm a liar. Anyway, they have oxygen bars. And because just in case you aren't breathing, it's also called a hospital. Yeah.
It's called real life.
It's everything called the ER.
In the world. It's oxygen comes from trees.
Cover charge $5,000.
I can keep going.
Speaking of shots.
Shots. Oh, also, yeah, shots. We have another joke with shots. And it's because our roommate Lewis, who's been on the podcast before, is a diabetic. And so we were, I think it was when we were in New Orleans and we actually did get shots from shot girls.
Yeah.
And that was the first time that ever happened in my life. Girls
Me
come up
too.
With those, like, tubes and they're like, they give
they
you
like
shots.
They like flipped around and they put it in both our mouths. And then she's like, $20. We're like, man, we didn't even want this. Like, but it was,
I was like, I was suckered into this.
No, she like flipped us around like Cirque du Soleil style and then like put it down our throats.
And then we were like, imagine if it was insulin shots. They were giving out free insulin shots.
So like, like that when she gave it to us, she like pops the bottle out of her mouth and then catches it again. It's,
like spits
it's
it into
weird.
The garbage from across the room.
It's weird. But so we were like, imagine like the guy's like, Lou's like, oh man, my blood sugar's really low.
Like,
the girl comes up. The girl comes up and she has the shot in her mouth and she's like licking it. She's like, come here, baby.
But
and
it's like a syringe.
Like, it's a syringe with like a hypodermic needle. And then like, then she spits it, gives him the shot and then like spits it into the trash, like a biohazard box. Like,
yeah,
the
like
ones
one the
that you
boxes.
Should have.
What if she like squirts the juice in her mouth?
She
and
puts
then, like,
her tongue on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and
just
then like
push
makes
it.
Out with you. And like, that's how like the worst. Worst.
Like, are you a diabetic? It's like, yeah. Like, do you like to go to clubs? Uh-huh. Like, do you sometimes have low insulin when you're at these clubs? Yeah, I do. And then it's like this girl, and like that's the advertisement.
And it's she's just walking
Brought
around.
Brought to you by the Red Cross.
She's like holding on to it and like she's got like cleavage. And she's got like the shots that she's.
It's like on
oh,
a silver
babe.
Platter.
She's like, you want shots? And then she does the whole thing where like she puts it in her boobs and like leans over and like
Ew.
Sticks him with it and like pushes it in.
She rubs it like first. She comes up and rubs your arm with alcohol like to clean the area. She's like, you're like, that's really sanitary of her. That's really good of her to do that. She's like, and then she like spits it out and turns to the camera. She's like, I was a CNA in school.
This is what I'm doing now.
She's like, please call my parents. I'm really scared. Like,
and they're like, it's like, oh, you don't have diabetes? We also have flu shots.
Yeah. And it's like, and then they have like a bigger needle. It's like, never got the polio shot. It's like, oh God.
Who like, shots. And everybody's lining up and getting really excited.
Yeah.
There's like, sweet, free drugs. They're like, this is not the kind of drugs you want.
This is strictly pharmaceutical.
They're like drug shots. They just keep pushing it as if it's drugs.
Brought to you by 106.8, the COG.
The COG is responsible for insulin shot girls.
Yeah.
They're responsible for slaw shots.
They focus a lot on shots.
Well, shots are popular, and there's a song called Shots.
Shots.
Isn't that what it is? It's like shots, like 18 times.
Yes, that's exactly the song.
Stay you. I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's the end of the show. We talked about shots a lot.
We did.
And
give it a shot.
Things that we've been doing lately.
Things we've been doing.
Things,
you know, cool silliness. People in the community. Fun and fancy free. I mean, really, just things we've
again,
been doing.
Again, look up Sexpot Comedy. The High Plains Comedy Festival was
we'll
awesome.
We'll put these links up. We'll try to put this stuff up. And some pictures of Colorado Springs
and the Gold Garden of the Gods.
The Botanical Gardens.
Stuff
and,
like that.
And you know, we all know about insulin. So if you have a friend who needs it, you know.
Now you know that 106.8 The Cog will be down at Come and Go, giving out free slaw shots, insulin shots, and flu shots.
Come on down.
And the whole time they're just playing the shot song. Shots.
The Cog is friends with the diabetic community.
Comedy 106.8 Comedy.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Hope everyone has a good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Turkey Day.
Happy Shot Day. Enjoy your lives.
Have a good one.